Last February, State District Judge John Deed said the state has raised academic standards but has not provided the money necessary for Texas students to meet those standards.
As the economist put it, there is no free lunch. We either want increased standards and are willing to pay the price, or we don't.
Then, last year, lawmakers restored about three-fourths of the money they had taken from schools in 2011, and they cut the number of tests students must take to graduate. The state says those actions improve the school district's bottom lines, so the judge should reconsider them before entering a final written order declaring the funding system unconstitutional. But David Thompson, who represents some of the 600-plus districts suing the state, says lawmakers didn't really solve the structural problems.
You still have at least 40% of the kids, 40% of the districts today, whose funding level is actually below where it was in the 2010-2011 school year. So what the legislature did was positive, certainly didn't correct any of the fundamental problems with the structure of our system.
Thompson says the amount of state funding still varies greatly from district to district, and Texas still wants all children to be ready for college or a career when they graduate. He says the state just doesn't provide enough money to make that possible for all children.
The evidence strongly shows that at least for many, many children, the system is underfunded. And the kids we see particularly struggling as we raise standards, they're kids that disproportionately come from low-income households. Districts are saying we simply are struggling to find the resources that we need for remediation.
This next round of testimony is expected to last 2 or 3 weeks. The Attorney General's office, which is defending the state, has declined to comment on its position, but its attorneys have previously argued that student test scores and graduation rates have gone up, and that's proof the current system is working. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.